So what are the things you shouldn't tell your spouse or significant other, even though you've been together for a long time? That kind of goes against the normal thing that people say. Well, you should always be completely honest with your significant other. And that's the goal.
You should mostly.
But that doesn't mean everybody needs to hear everything, right? Before we get to that, side note, live show season, travel season kicking off. We're in Flint last week.
Yeah.
Be in Northeast Pennsylvania in under a month. And then on to other locations. A live at night show here in Grand Rapids on March or April 14th. So we're getting close to that.
Yeah.
This text came in. I love these texts, and I know you guys love them as well. This is kind of goofy texting in since I listen later but not live. But I'm super excited, and I needed to text you. I'm a fancy idiot living in Garrettson, South Dakota, and my wife and I are coming to Green Bay to watch the morning and the night show.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice.
That's great.
That's awesome. Really cool. We will see you there. Make sure you say hi.
If you go to the events page at freebeerandhotwings.com, all of the upcoming shows that have been announced are posted. There are going to be more, just not everything has been announced yet.
That's true.
And we're working on some dates for probably not this year, but next 25. Year for, places we haven't been before, which is really, really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is something you should not tell your significant other that is an example of honesty not being the best policy then?
I mean, sometimes different past relationships don't need to be brought up.
Well, that's definitely true.
You know,
that's a pretty good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
This one, I witnessed my son walking for the first time about a month before she did. She was still struggling with postpartum depression and was upset that she wasn't the mom she wanted to be. So I never told her I saw him walk before she did.
Yeah.
That's a good example.
Smart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Little things like that. Definitely.
Boy, my problem is I would think of that at the time. And then later I would feel the need to go, hey, remember that time? I actually saw it like a month before.
No.
That's not good.
No, I would never say that.
That's why this person said, I'm taking that one to the grave.
No, you rewrite that in your own mind, how it happened.
Yeah. Yeah, you do a find replace.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Find and replace.
You click and drag.
How about this? One day I woke up with a blocked ear, so I took a shower and just let the warm water run into my ear. A small spider came out and dropped down to the floor. My ear was instantly unblocked. I will never tell my wife this. She would never sleep again.
Oh, yeah.
That's same with my wife. My wife assumes that if shoes are off for more than like 10 seconds, they have spiders in them.
Really? Yes. Does she shake them out?
Wow.
I mean, especially if they're, because out in our garage, we have one of those little like boot tray things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For when you come in with your, you know, your winter boots are filled filled with snow, or if
salt.
You've been outside and you have mud all over your shoes, that's just kind of the default place.
Yeah.
Anything in there, she assumes there are spiders that have created a whole colony in there. And she'll say, can you shake that out? Can you make sure there's not spiders?
I don't blame her.
Yeah, I don't like to
Has that
my
ever
shoes
happened,
in the garage.
Though?
That I know of, no.
Do you know what got me? When I was a kid, we would leave our shoes by the back door in the garage, like in the summer. Or the shoes like Steve's talking about, where they're just dirty, and you know it. And my dad would always leave his work boots out there. And he, unless we were going someplace nice, he wore those work boots pretty much every day wherever he went.
Yeah.
And he went to put his boots on one day, and I don't know where we were going. But he went, God, it doesn't fit. He's like, how could this not fit? It fit yesterday. And he pulled it out, and there were two mice in the end of the boot. And now anytime I put my foot into a boot or shoe that's been in the garage, I believe in my heart there's going to be a mouse in it.
Absolutely.
It's never happened. I'm kind of like Annette.
Yeah. No, I was going to say that seems very, very similar.
No, that's the reason I don't like to leave shoes in the garage.
Yeah.
Like I think of those, like the critters.
Yeah. Ah. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
If I squish it, oh well.
Yeah.
I would never tell my significant other that they are boring in bed, but they are.
Oh.
No, you shouldn't say that. You should encourage, like, try to figure out ways to work in other things to make it less boring for you. But coming out right, in, like, especially if they, if they're putting in effort, if it looks like they're trying, but they're just not very good at it.
Maybe don't say those words, but you can have a conversation without saying blatantly, just, you're boring.
That would be just awful.
Yeah, yeah. You can never just say you're boring. You could say, hey, I'd like to try some different stuff.
This one, I wish my wife had kept it a secret. This would be another good one. What did you find out from your significant other that you wish they had not told you or lied to you about? My wife said recently that if she had seen my hands before love at first sight, she wouldn't have even dated me.
What do your hands look like?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's up with your hands?
Huh. This one, I will never tell my wife that I hate her parents. Their mere presence or their anticipated presence makes me crazy.
That's bad.
Yeah, but I tend to agree with that. Like, there's not anything you can do about it, so all it does is add a different level of stress to the other person who now has to think about it every time you're around them.
Because they it's probably not having a great time either.
No, probably not. If it's truly affecting your relationship, then yes, but if it's just they annoy you and you see them, assuming it's not every day because they're always over for dinner or something.
This text, sort of related. My sister put a dead crawfish inside my shoes when I was little, and I was convinced that I'd always have one in my shoe if it was off long enough. It still rattles in my brain.
A similar text from Jersey Shore. One time I was putting my running shoes on, and I felt a crunch. It was a dead cricket, scarred for life.
This text from West Michigan. I will never tell my wife that I hooked up with one of her sisters before we were dating.
Hmm.
Dang. The person from Albany said I have short, fat hands.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry, Steve.
That's a very Succession type insult. Chubby little ears or whatever.
Little earlobes. God,
That's good.
That was some of the best writing because it was still so in his character of this guy that was wanting to be rich and had been pushed around so much by his wife who controlled everything. She's being mean to him and he just looks at her and goes, you have fat earlobes. So perfect. Do you think do you think he'll ever be in something else where you're like, God, this is so good? Always going to be Tom Womsgans or whatever?
Matthew something.
Wait, yes. I thought he was in something after that.
He was in Pride and Prejudice before, and I think he was like really known for that.
Yeah, he played the main guy.
Oh, he was Pride or Prejudice?
Yes, he was both.
Mr. Pride.
He was exactly.
Man, that blew my mind when I found out that basically that whole cast from Succession, they're all British
Most
Sarah
of
Snook
them are.
She's like Australian, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think. Yeah, hearing them talk with their normal accents, I was like. Mind blown. Magic show right here.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I would never tell my significant other that I can't stand his friends. Yeah, those are good ones.
I bet that's a lot more normal than people know.
Yeah. I'll bet some dads can relate to this. I worked super hard with my kids to ensure that their first word would be mama. Whenever she wasn't around, I was going mama, mama to the kids. Being a mom was everything to her, and I wanted her to have the cherished moment of being the first word they said. I'll never tell her that because she loved it so much. That's a good one.
Good move.
Like, that's a good fib, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not even a lie.
It's not a lie at all.
It is a lie by very definition, but there should be a different word for it.
I wonder if that's something like on your 50th anniversary together. Like, you're truly soulmates, where you're having your little cheers, you know.
Maybe sitting there with that grown kid who's now, you're having a beer together, a glass of wine.
Yeah, and to say, all right, I got to tell you something. And I feel like it's been long enough.
Yes.
And then to...
I think that'd be okay.
No, it's not okay.
No, it's not.
No, because what you're doing is tooting your own horn. Look at what a hero I was. Not okay.
If you don't tell people when you're...
Oh, boy, no, it takes away the joy they had. Suddenly they think...
They got the joy for 50 years. Can't I have the final 21?
No. That's right.
No.
It's a competition.
You leave it to yourself.
If you don't tell people when you're a hero, how do they congratulate you for your heroic ways, Hot Wings?
No, that's one of those things that it would be terrific if you found out that your kid's memory was amazing and later on they went, when I was little, Dad kept saying mama.
That would be the perfect
one. But if you go, hey, guess what? You know, when Tommy, little Johnny was, this is a baby, I spent all the time saying mama would be first. I just wanted you to know that. I mean, that's no different than going, hey,
I think it's in the delivery.
You know how you think you heard their first word?
Hey, dummy. You know how you think you heard this and you spent the last five decades thinking this?
I actually heard the first word first, but I just didn't tell you.
Yeah, I knew you couldn't take it.
It made you feel so good.
A simple-minded buffoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Hot Wings' way of delivering the news might be a little harsh.
No, but you don't say anything ever. Never, because you've taken that memory away now.
We've been married 50 years. I thought someday you'd be smart enough to figure this out, but it's just not happening, so I got to tell you something.
Everything they thought, you wrecked the memory. You will have wrecked the memory if you tell them that.
Hey, dummy, I've tried to tell you this for the last five decades.
Can't believe you're stupid enough to believe it in the first place, obviously her first words were dad.
Don't put this on me like I'm the one who's an a-hole here. I'm the one who's being selfless. You guys are the selfish ones I need to tell you how great I was.
Not at all. What we did was we gave mom a gift that kept on giving for 50 years.
Yes.
She had the one-up and for 50 years, and then we give her the gift of a laugh.
Yes!
No, you gave her the gift of taking it away.
We preserved this memory for them for 50 years.
All right.
And it's another new memory.
Our love is so deep, I could toss a sapphire into the ocean, and Celine Dion would sing about it. This will... This will not be an issue.
Just because Hot Wings is Dr. Bad News Badly. Like, well, too bad you're so dumb and can't figure things out.
Again, don't put this on me. I'm the one who's keeping it to myself so that my partner can have that joy until they die.
I have an
idea. Rather than trying to take it from them like a selfish a-hole you guys.
What about on their deathbed? Like the doctor.
Oh my God, Jesus. Jesus.
The doctor comes in and says,
everything you thought was true was a lie.
Sir, your wife has 5 minutes to live.
God, well, why don't you just go in and tell him and then kick the plug out and make it 4 minutes?
That's
instead.
Terrible, Hot Wings. Why would you do such a thing?
You guys are the worst.
You are awful.
You guys are a-holes.
Oh, disgusting.
So selfish. Need praise for your good deeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you not seen the career we all chose?
50 years of silence and secrecy?
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
You did great at keeping that secret that made mom happy. And then she laughed at it. And now you got a new memory.
Well, nobody the people, other people like the most are the ones who brag about what they've done for others.
I mean, that and liars, they're the best.
Well, that too.
They always seem very popular for a minute.
That too. Liars are fun.
This is hurtful. My wife just texted and said, I agree with Hot Wings on this.
Thank you, Kayla. That's because Kayla is a wonderful person who thinks of others.
You know what?
Long term, not just short term.
I'm not going to tell her that that's a real mark against her intelligence.
That's a smart move for you.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Kelly and Maitland. Hot Wings, I thought you should know. She said she'll start to wonder what else was faked and it could drive her crazy. Yeah, that's what happens to guys when you're like, yeah, fake that orgasm.
Well, maybe all you women should stop overthinking everything.
Yeah, stop faking everything.
Yeah.
Just kidding. No, overthink.
It's the way we're programmed. What are some other things that are secrets? This text, I agree with Hot Wings. If you're going to tell her, why do it? Because you want her to be happy then.
Yeah.
And then later, you want you to be happy.
Mm-hmm. You want to make it about yourself.
Yeah.
No, you want to be honest.
That's not.
Here's a good text. Shut up, Hot Wings. Followed by another good text. Hot Wings is right. Everyone else, shut up. There. All bases covered. This is a great one, okay? Moving away from that one where Hot Wings may have been right. If someone in your family or someone that's in your universe, they say, is talking crap about your significant other, you can defend them and speak on their behalf without telling them what happened. Because telling them, like we all do, I think we've all done that, and we've all probably had that happen to us where somebody's like, yeah, they were calling you a real piece of S, so I defended you. You can just defend me because I didn't know this was happening.
No.
No, no, no. Mm-hmm. No, you have to tell them.
You do?
Again, so you can be the hero.
Boy, it's kind of the same, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, you, again, don't tell them. They don't need to know other people in the world don't like them for some reason.
This is why you'll never be a hero.
But who's the bigger hero? The hero who seeks glory or the hero who silently does what's right?
The one who seeks glory. They make movies about them.
Yeah.
Superman never sought glory. He did what needed to be done.
He's wearing a red and blue suit and a cape.
It's not his fault. He was born into that.
Superman.
Yeah. He didn't call himself Superman.
He wears an S on his chest.
Yeah.
That's
what do you think? Somebody pinned him down and said, you have to wear this or we're going to make you eat kryptonite.
Guys, if you understood canon at all, you'd realize that is the Kryptonian symbol for his family's name.
And what is their name?
Well, it's Kal-El Superman.
Okay, so it's
and
an
his
amazing
dad,
coincidence
Jor-El Superman,
that their family crest in a completely different planet in a different universe had the same symbol as the name he was given by Earthlings. No, you're a fool to believe in this Superman lie.
Yeah, well, he was an a-hole too. That's why all of his movies suck. He's not a great hero.
Do suck.
They do. You make a decent TV show for Superman, but the movies are awful. It's a bad hero.
All right, more secrets that you should.
What did we start by talking about?
Secrets.
You shouldn't tell people.
And now we're talking about Superman.
Yeah.
Got it.
Pretty much sums up this show.
Yeah,
huh?
Apologies for not following along.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time a program director, a station says, what's that show about? Just send them this and go, we don't know. They can't keep track. I thought this was going to be more insightful. It's just a photo of Hot Wing with cream on his nose. It says, don't toot toot your horn. So I enjoyed it.
What?
I just thought it was going to be something different.
What?
All right. More of these next.